And I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo!
Woo! And this week we're going to talk about location, location, location.
Okay.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Are you going to sell us real estate?
No. I have never been past Chicago.
Okay.
This last weekend, I just went to New York. Did not like it as much as I thought I was going to like it. It's just a bigger city with more people.
Yeah, that's New York.
I don't know. I thought it would be like... I really like the Empire State Building, though.
Yeah, what'd you do while you were there?
I went to the Empire State Building.
You went to the Met Museum?
The Met Museum, yeah.
Central Park?
Yeah.
I feel like I know Shannon's trip better than Shannon.
I feel like you
trip.
Do too.
Oh, you went to the Hard Rock Cafe for lunch?
Oh, that place is good.
It's alright.
There's a Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah, but that one's really big up there.
Okay.
It is? It was?
Up in New York? Yeah.
What else? We really only spent the one day in New York because I thought we were going to go back. But then he said we are not coming back to New York.
Oh. Wait,
so you
spent
one day?
One day in New York? What'd you do the other 2 days?
New York.
Yeah, where'd you go the other 2 days or whatever?
I hung out with Giacomino on Saturday.
Wait a minute, that was Giacomino?
Yeah.
My boy Jack. How's he doing?
He's all right.
Who is Jack? I saw your Snapchat stories, but who? Give me some context.
The one with the unibrow. Well, they both have unibrows. So, the lighter hair one.
But, who is he? Why is he significant?
He's his friend. He's Nick's friend.
Okay.
Nick is Shannon's friend.
I see.
Friendship. So, I, told Nick that I have this disability. And, he was like, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Well, it obviously did matter when I got there, because on Sunday, well, guesstimate how many steps we walked on Saturday.
50,000.
No, it was
18,623.
She's closer. We walked 20,000 steps. Me, little old.
That's not bad.
Shannon Devlin.
20,000. That's what you're supposed to walk in a day.
10,000.
Okay,
in
days.
A day. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days,
I walked 27,000 at Disney on one day.
Wow. Wait, how much?
27,000.
That's insane. My legs were hurting. I was exhausted.
He's been messing with these knobs.
Everyone was
running everywhere. I didn't really like that because it was... Well, we had to take a train from... Newark Airport, very nice airport. A lot of culturally different stuff than Pennsylvania.
Okay.
A lot of Hasidic Jews.
Okay, a lot of Jews in.
No,
Newark.
Hasidic Jews.
Hasidic Jews.
What is that?
It's the Orthodox Jew.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
There could be Jewish people all around here, but they don't have to wear the hat with the. Yeah. Curly mm-hmm. things
yeah.
in the
We talked to a lot
shop.
Of Jewish people.
We did, but we didn't talk to really Orthodox Jewish. We only talked to that one lady.
Yeah. She frightened you, if I remember correctly.
Why
she
did
said,
she scare you?
I just wanted to, learn more about the religion. I'm, really weird about... I just want to learn more about, Judaism and Native Americans. And she was like,
Native Americans?
Don't join.
Native Americans? That's what you want to learn more about?
Yeah.
Is that our next documentary? Native Americans?
We don't have any here.
We can take a plane trip.
I have no money.
I have $20. I have $120 to my name and $150 park insurance bill due at the end of this week.
What's on your credit card this week, Malik?
I don't have a credit card.
What's
on
your
Walmart card?
$191. It's also a month overdue.
Much interest is on that? What's the percentage?
I think it's $5 late fee or something like that.
Does it not have interest?
It does, but I think 191 counts the interest.
Okay.
But a $200 limit, so. We'll see what happens.
That's not that's not good for your credit score, Malik.
No, it's terrible. Ruined my credit score. But that gives me
something to work on. What's your credit score, Malik?
So actually, my Walmart credit card, now that we're switching from Shannon's trip to New York to my credit.
I didn't even finish.
Go on. We'll go back to New York. Don't worry. So actually, my credit card company, the Walmart credit card company, got bought out a month ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I went from Synchrony Bank to Capital One. And okay. They use a different like metric. Synchrony Bank used my FICO score. That's what they would show me. And that was good. That was like 705 or whatever. My TransUnion credit score is like 660, which is like an average credit score. Not terrible, but not great. It's just like average.
Yeah.
So still qualify for things, but that's probably good. less things.
That's good.
Shannon, what's going on? What else is going on in New York?
So we had to take the train from Newark to Long Island, which was like a good 2 hour, like getting off trains, getting on trains, getting off trains, getting off on trains. I missed Paul a lot. For those who don't know, Paul is my Chevy Sonic. Because it was just like so, it was just so like, and there was weird people on these trains.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy sleeping, and I was like, how's he gonna know when his stop is if he has headphones in and he's like passed out cold? And then the subway was like even worse because that was just like, it was only $2 to get on the subway. Nick paid for most of it though. Like he paid for most of New York. He was like, I spent like $200 this weekend. I was like, so did I. At least we're even, everybody. And
$200? Really? Only $200?
Yeah, that's really surprising with like meals and stuff.
We only went to the Hard Rock Cafe and then we got like a pretzel but I paid for the pretzel.
What about the Empire State Building?
He paid for that.
And he still paid only $200?
I don't know. He said $200, $300.
Okay.
So in that range.
Oh, just a couple hundred. No big deal.
I don't have that kind of money.
The devil works hard. But Nick Brandon works harder.
So yeah, and it was just like, I don't know. And then I was like trying to think of how would I do by myself without this person that knows New York in New York?
Not very well.
No, probably not very well at all. I'm a very tiny person though. Still, so like on the subway, if anyone like would try to like mess with me, I would not, it would be the end of Shannon Devlin. So I'm going, and it's either you're dirt poor in New York or you're super, super rich. So I don't want to really be dirt poor right now. So I'm going, not going to live in New York right now.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. You gotta work smarter, not harder. But anyway, my, so I walked this whole weekend, and I have a limp, and it's fine. Should I tell them the
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So he said, is cerebral palsy what Stephen Hawking has? I said, no. No, it is not. Stephen Hawking had ALS, and that's something totally different. And then he kept asking me, like, the whole day, are you okay? He's like, does your limp get worse as the day goes on? He's like, yeah, we've been walking 20,000 steps. My limp is going to get worse. And then we did this diabetes walk in the pouring rain. I was like I had like an umbrella, but it was like for his friend. And so we really had to go. Couldn't even go to church on Sunday. Very angry about it.
Oh, you didn't go to church.
I know. I was like, I wanted to go to church, but no, we had to go to this type 1 diabetes walk for the cure or whatever. It's
you were still doing something very charitable.
Yeah, mom said I'm fine. mom
you skipped for good reason.
She gave you the approval for your church absence. How many church absences are you at this year, Shannon?
I don't know. I'm not that much of an ordinary Malik. I just asked what Sunday and ordinary time we're in. which is pretty nerdy, but it's a good thing to keep in mind.
Which one are we at?
I have no idea. I wasn't there last week.
You gotta let me know. Last time I asked you, it was
Probably Pete. In the 20s.
Pete?
What?
Something Pete? The guy who was, like, in charge of killing Jesus, but, like, he was just doing his job?
Pilate?
Pilate Pete. There we go. That's what was going on in church.
Okay. That's in the spring, Malik.
Yeah, that's the last time I asked you.
And so we were walking, and it's pouring down rain. I'm, like, not taking... I'm taking my good old time because it's, like, super slippery. Yeah. I'm not going to run to these people. I said, go catch up with them. I'll see you there. And he was like, I won't leave you behind. But he walked in front of me. I hate when people walk in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I do not walk that slow that you have to walk in front of me. So that was... It was, like, a good experience, but, like, also an irritating one. And his mom was really nice, though. She gave me a rain jacket.
That is, that's very nice.
I know. Nice. And
I don't even have a rain jacket.
Two, but I asked him. I was like, should I bring a rain jacket to New York? He said, you're overthinking this. And then it poured down rain.
Always bring a rain jacket when you travel.
That's what I'm saying. And
especially in the fall.
Yeah.
We're you're literally like two states up. It's going to be like the same kind of weather.
And he was like, no, you're overthinking this. I know, I'm not insane. And we caught up to his friends. And then I was just basically walking behind them. He was like, oh yeah, she has a disease. It's not a disease.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a disease. It's a disability. You can't get it transmitted if I touch you. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go to New York, back to New York for a while. Good trip, but also not good trip.
So what was it like meeting an internet friend for the first time? I've never met an internet person.
It was different.
Okay.
It was like, it's like if you had a pen pal, mm-hmm. You met your pen pal after like 5 years, and it just totally, I don't know, it was weird because I never, like, I imagined his mom, like, super different. And his sister was, like, super quiet, but, like, also really nice. And, yeah, it was different. Like, you know how, like, 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
they meet someone and get married within 90 days.
I've
and
talked
they fight.
To Shannon about 90 Day Fiance. Don't worry.
And yeah, kind of like that. And you're just like, whoa, like this new place is whoa.
So, how did you meet this person?
We both. I don't want to say because that's it's not embarrassing, but
embarrassing.
It's very cringy. We had Beatles accounts, Beatles fan accounts on Instagram.
Yeah, it's fine.
The yeah.
So I don't find it that cringy, if that makes you feel better.
Thank you. Some people are like, what? So now I'm moving to Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. What's the film industry like in Portland, Oregon?
I have no idea. Sean said it's artsy, so I'm going to go with what Sean says.
Okay. Yeah, it is very artsy. I do know that much. Let's look.
But I like don't really like cities. Like, I don't think I could live in a city.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon is a city.
So you want to live outside the city?
Oh, well, it's probably better than New York.
Yeah.
Probably.
Actually, I don't know. Portland, Oregon, pretty up and coming. Like, the whole West Coast.
Pretty up and coming? Well, yeah. Actually, it's really, what's that time zone?
It's,
the mountain time zone?
I think it's Chicago time zone is what I know.
No.
Or is it the other one?
We're going to look it up now.
Pacific. Because it's right by Vegas.
No.
3 hours behind us.
Or time is so weird.
Time zone. Yeah,
Pacific.
Pacific Daylight Time. Yeah, because it's close to Vegas.
The What's the mountain one though?
That's Middle America.
No, wait.
Middle, like when
time
you go.
Time zones in America.
like the state on the other end of Ohio is an hour behind us. Like Chicago and everything.
Chicago.
Oof.
There is a Portland film office. Not a lot of big films coming out of Portland, though.
I'm going to change it.
That's great.
Because I saw this thing on Instagram, and it was like the first time I ever heard of, like, this typical time, this time zone, maybe.
Pacific time zone?
No!
Time zone, because there's only three. Time
no.
More. Zones in the U.S. There's, like, 20, actually.
Yeah.
Central Daylight Time, Mountain Daylight Time, Mountain Standard Time, Pacific Daylight Time, Alaskan Daylight Time.
Mountain, see?
Mountain. So that's, mountain. Like, Phoenix, Arizona, I guess.
Where's Oregon?
Portland, Oregon is right next to Seattle. Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 hours away.
I could be Frasier.
You could be Frasier.
You know Frasier Crane?
Mm-hmm.
He just like ran away from Boston, and he didn't run away. He got divorced, and then he was like, I need a new life. And then he went to, this is a TV show, by the way. he went to Seattle, Washington, and he just, now he was a psychiatrist on the radio. Great guy.
I can do it. I can be Frasier Crane on the radio could. In Seattle.
So what are your new places of working?
What are my new places of working?
Yes.
So I applied to a job in Sacramento. I probably didn't get that job.
I thought you said Sacramento was, wait, what? Sacramento is like the place where there's all those gangs.
What?
Isn't Sacramento like the, like very poor? Because of how, like, they like in the 80s or 90s or something, history. They transported all of, like, the homeless people from New York.
No, that's San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I feel like we did have this conversation last
year. And now there's a large population there, but New York is still denser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it was, there's a lot of
people in New York.
Interesting people in New York.
Did you go to Times Square?
I did. It wasn't like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was really expecting a lot, and I...
Did you go there at night?
No.
Oh, well, then that's why.
Yeah,
Times Square. Yeah, you gotta go there at night. Yeah, you missed out. You missed out on fun New York.
I just, like, I'll show you the picture. I really liked the Met, though, because it was...
The Met Museum.
The Met Museum.
Should have went to MoMA. Oh, wait, they don't open for another week or what's something. MoMA? Museum of Modern Art.
Sure. But I'm proud of myself, guys.
I'm proud of you, too, Shannon.
I got on a plane and found my friend, mm-hmm. and then I got back on a plane and found my mom.
Congrats.
I dropped Shannon off at the airport. That was my... And I said, go, Shannon. Good job.
You did not say that.
I said, do you have your graham crackers? Do you have your stuff?
Do you have your graham crackers?
Shannon gets hungry, man.
I do.
Yeah, see, this doesn't look impressive during the daytime.
I know. I was like, this is a... He was like, you're not impressed by New York. I was like, no, it's a city.
There's buildings and
there
people.
There are buildings and people, and no, I cannot keep up with them.
Times so Square I'll is pretty somewhere fun else. Right? But yeah, you've heard the stories in New York where I went to New York for the first time, and Morgan and Eddie were like, what do you want to do, Malik? And I'm like, I don't know. What is there to do here?
That's what I said.
And then I was like, let's go to the Nintendo store. Nintendo store is pretty cool.
There's Starbucks, like, 2 per block, I swear.
Oh, so the thing that I liked was not, like, the view from the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the graphics that they had leading up to the Empire State Building.
What do you mean?
Have you seen them?
No, I've never been to the Empire State Building.
Have you been to the... No. Okay. It's super cool.
Shannon went there just to see some pictures.
Graphics.
I'm so sorry.
She's dedicated. She's a dedicated graphics person.
I loved it. I was like, wow. Like, it's like kind of like CGI, but like it was surrounding the room.
Yeah.
That makes any sense?
like wall paintings?
No, not really wall. Like, but they were moving.
Like moving wall. So like a video wall?
Yeah, like a video wall, but like it wasn't just like on a projector. I don't know how they were doing it. I was very impressed.
Okay.
I was like, wow.
So it was a backlit one.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe.
Let me see this.
It could be a backlit video wall, just a regular video wall. But you know what? I'm not going
to. Oh, okay.
Isn't that really cool?
Uh-huh. I feel like I've seen that in some other museum. I just don't remember where.
Oh, and then here's, look, then it was like going up to the Empire State Building, like the up to like the 84th floor. And people actually like work in there, like an elf.
Yeah, you know? People actually work in the Empire State Building. That's a, isn't it an office building?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people would work
look,
there.
Look, it looks like we're about to like fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a mom. Oh, this is really cool. I saw this at the Met.
Ooh.
It's like a crystal reindeer.
Oh, okay.
I know. It was like, wow. I sent Malik a Japanese like soldier thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, here.
The headdress.
Here you go, weeb. And then, what did you say to me?
I don't remember.
But I really like stained glass. So I got a lot of pictures of stained glass. And then we saw what Franklin Lloyd Wright, mm-hmm. you know that guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Falling Water.
The inventor of the modern home.
Falling Water, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, and then we see I saw a miniature of Cleopatra. Not Cleopatra. Who is this person? My
talking to the mic, Shannon.
And then you go.
You're on the radio. Wait.
Who is, okay. What is that? The
A Sphinx.
Oh, a Sphinx.
Yeah.
You know that thing.
Yeah, that's a Sphinx. That's what they look
like. I see you did well in your history classes.
I was almost becoming a history major.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that. Shannon being a history teacher.
I think I'm good.
I can see Shannon in a classroom.
Just super anxious all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think she would do okay with children, but I think high schoolers she could do.
Oh. High schoolers would tear Shannon apart.
Well, yeah, but that's like the fun teachers.
No, but like it's fun for the kids and not the teacher.
Maybe she could do middle school. No, middle school's worse, I feel like.
Remember? I feel like you got to do elementary. Shannon is definitely.
Remember an elf?
I'll give you fourth grade.
It's
you
been a
you
while.
Get fourth grade, Shannon.
Thank you. I didn't like fourth grade. Oh, and then I found it really funny on the plane. I made the joke, but like I didn't have anyone to tell it to because, you know, I wasn't talking to the lady next to me who was like clearly pregnant and like just wanted to get off of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
We kept getting delayed because of how much rain there was, but it's okay. But I always look at these things because you always have to make sure that you're prepared in case of emergency.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at this like one time at the thing, yeah. And then I've definitely seen it multiple times, but I was like, oh my gosh, I can't bring my camcorder onto the plane. What am I gonna do? Like, it's funny because we don't like have the, like, it looks, it's a very old.
Why do you have an accent?
It's a very old camcorder.
Is it that time of the year already? Or accent Shannon comes out?
So it's just like, really, it was funny because we don't have this type, like, oh man, I can't bring my VHS. Wait, what is it?
VHS
tape.
Yeah. VHS tape. My recorder. I can't do it. I thought it was funny. Mom found it funny too. So Shannon's going to the middle of nowhere. That's where Shannon's going.
Portland, Oregon. Not the middle of nowhere.
It's not?
No. Portland, Oregon, a pretty up and coming city.
Well, we're going places.
Okay.
We're seeing things. I have to think of it. I'm going to talk to Professor Corn on Monday.
About what?
Next semester.
Okay.
Which I'm not even thinking about because I have so much to do this semester.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going on the Ireland fleet?
Possibly. I'm probably going to apply. I know it's due on Thursday. Don't yell at me.
Well, how do we apply? Like, isn't it through Revolution?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on a fleet.
If you just look up RMU Study Abroad and then follow until the fleet page, and then it's on that page.
What if I go on a fleet for my last semester while I'm part-time?
Well, a fleet isn't a full semester. It's only like...
It's 8 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
So you would... It's 8 weeks.
Oh, what? It's like 8 weeks and then a trip.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, what if I do that as one of the two classes I have to take while I'm a part-time student?
Well, then do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to travel. I'm going to be on a train, Danica. I'm going to take a train trip across the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like trains.
Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
No, Shannon. I've never been that far across. I've never been in a plane either.
It's a fun time.
Planes are okay.
I
read the first Hunger Games in a plane. That's how long it's been since I've been on a plane.
You know, the Hunger Games, I read so many times. It was a great series.
I've only read the first book.
I'm disappointed in you.
I didn't like the second movie.
I read like the first chapter. But I watched all the movies. My brother, Sean, who like knows me really well, says that Los Angeles is the armpit of America.
What does that mean? I've heard you say this. I don't know what it means.
I've never said this before.
I've heard you say that Sean has said it.
It's not a good place.
Oh, okay.
It's the armpit of America. Nobody likes the armpit area.
I don't know. I didn't.
You know, there's probably some people out there, Shannon.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't like the armpit area.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, then, like, where am I going to go? So, the,
I can sense. Yeah, where's the next Shannon vacation trip?
What's that saying? Adventure is out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, you're just gonna go?
Just gonna go anywhere. But, like, I just want in between of the middle of nowhere and, like,
a somewhere. City.
So a suburb.
So yeah, you want to be in a suburb.
Like what Moon Township is.
No.
That's what you're... I mean, there's nothing
Moon
wrong
Township
with it.
Moon Township is kind of boring as a suburb. No offense, but I mean...
A better suburb, but...
Robinson is a better suburb.
Robinson is a good suburb.
Cranberry Township. Good suburb.
I'm going to go to Cranberry. I'm going to go travel 20 minutes.
Ross-ish area.
Basically, any other suburb besides Moon Township is a pretty decent suburb.
Yes.
Penn Hills, pretty okay suburb.
Uh-huh.
I can't, like, protect myself.
You got to start working out your arms, Shannon.
I know.
At least have some guns.
I do.
No, I think she meant, like, pew pew guns.
Oh, I mean, I meant those guns, but okay. That would work too.
Yeah.
that might be a quicker, faster, best solution for Shannon.
Yeah. Pew pew. Shannon conceal carries.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and then so many options. The world is my oyster, honestly.
Yeah. You like
That's
suburbs?
That's how you should think about it.
I do.
He's like, I'm going to stay at SOB for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I said 2 to 3.
My whole career is going to be at SOB. And you do talk like that.
Yeah. I'm pretty famous.
And what is that substance outside of the newsroom?
I have no idea. It was here when I got here at 8:30.
I'm betting it's vanilla.
I think it's probably just vanilla. Like pop or something. Somebody spilled something.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like pop. Because there was all those pop things in the newsroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like going places.
Go to like Kansas.
Kansas? Why Kansas?
I don't know, man.
There is a job in Kansas.
See?
Producing their election.
I'm going to do like
coverage.
The...
I don't want to go to Kansas.
I'm going to do like the same thing. Because... I think that thing in New York is, like, too bougie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll try.
Yeah.
But, like, will I get the... Like, it's all expense paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, they probably want, like, a lot of experience for a junior.
Yeah.
Like, you better have been to, like, all these places. And I've been to Century Media, and they'll be like, what's Century Media?
We're award-winning.
We are.
We are?
Yeah. We've won awards. National awards. I have also not won an award.
I have not won an award.
I have won an honorable mention.
Ooh.
Oh. Does that count as an award? Because I definitely listed on my resume.
Yeah, that's an award.
Okay.
Honorable mention counts.
So, Shannon, traveling the United States this summer, could I do the same thing that I was going to do in New York, which is just, like, go to a university and be like, hey, can I pay your room and board? For the summer.
I don't see why not. You can. What you could do is you could talk to Res Life here and see if they would do that. Like, be like, hey, my cousin wants to stay in Pittsburgh. She wanted to know if she could pay room and board here. And then if they say yes, then.
I think La Roche lets you do that, too. Mm-hmm. If you look it up online, like, during the summer, they have, like, advertisements for it.
We're going places, guys.
Yeah. Or you can do what I'm doing. You can take a plane, train trip across the U.S.
When are you states. Doing that, Malik?
Probably when in May.
Yeah, when he like is officially done.
That's my. Have you not heard this? My graduation gift to myself was a 2-week long train trip across the U.S.
I didn't know.
When's it was 2 weeks. When's your grad party,
Malik? Do I have to have another grad party?
Yeah. Are you? Do people have college grad parties? I don't think so.
I don't want to be a lame. You know.
Everyone leaves.
Yeah. I don't know. When I get an apartment, I'll have an apartment party.
I mean,
how
Malik, if you have a party. I'll probably be here. I will come to your graduation party.
I'll have a home, what are they called? Homewarming party? Housewarming party.
Yeah.
Or apartment warming or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, when I get an apartment.
Yep.
In like January.
You do you, man.
Whenever I get this refund check from the school.
I will come to your housewarming party.
In Bellevue?
In Bellevue, probably. That's still where I am looking.
I'm telling you, man. You got to scope out.
I will. Don't worry. I you
have to stay. You could. You know what you could do?
What?
Oh, so.
I love that Shannon is trying to convince me to travel. This is the opposite of how it usually is.
The so, my dad was also into like Southwestern stuff, and so we
like
and
Arizona
I,
and like New Mexico, and,
like Native American stuff. Yeah. Like we'd have rugs.
Oh.
Like hung up in Fraser.
Yeah.
And. So, you could, what if you, like, were like, hey, can I, like, stay at this reserve for a couple of weeks?
I don't think they'd like that.
Yeah, probably not.
How do reserves work?
You have to get permission from them to even trespass onto the property.
Yeah, they're basically, like, countries in and of themselves.
Yeah.
Ah.
They don't like people.
I know. They don't, yeah. They don't really, they wouldn't like me coming mm-hmm. in there. But I feel like I'm likable.
And don't they have like their own laws
yeah, they have
and
their
stuff?
Own laws.
So you can like kill your like they can kill you. It's
they are
if
basically
they want.
Their own independent countries.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they were here first.
And we just kinda threw them into
yeah.
cattle corrals.
So yeah, there's been like reporters that have tried to report on a few and they have gotten killed.
So don't go to
yeah.
a Native American.
Yeah, probably don't go there.
Native American.
They don't
reserves.
Like questions or interviews.
No, I would just be like, hey, can I stay here with you guys?
I just want to learn about the culture.
I want to learn about the culture. And they would only look at my race, which is racist.
Okay. Well, moving on.
And I just want to know more about them. They'd be like, who is this white girl?
I think you can find some...
Books,
research.
No,
scholars.
I want to like learn.
I did meet a Native American person. Well, not meet him, but like I saw a Native American, like a.
I saw one.
When I went downtown with Sonu to cover Trump, they brought people who were like Standing Rock protesters down to like talk. Oh. So yeah, it was real sad because they were like giving their speech and they were like, "Hey, does somebody have a car? Our village elder is having heart problems. Can somebody drive our village elder to the hospital?"
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, pretty real stuff downtown.
Did no one like.
No, I think somebody them? Did drive into the hospital.
Somebody did drive them.
Me and Sonu were not close enough to see if village elder got away.
I understand.
Yeah, like I. For the Jewish documentary, I wanted to learn like firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can like find other ways to do that besides going to a reserve.
Yeah, there's those tour group people that like are still like Native Americans, but like they like come and like show you their dance.
Oh yeah, okay. All right, well.
Do you like the reenactment?
Okay.
No, I think it would be like kind of like fall retreat, kind of like you don't know fall. It's like you go into the woods for like. Weekend, but it wouldn't be a weekend in your case.
Yeah.
Be like a couple months in the woods.
Couple months in the woods on a Native American reserve.
And you would like make friends, and you would. You can't really talk about Jesus.
No, I don't think so.
I think Shannon
wouldn't last very long.
So I don't think I talk about Jesus that often.
No, that's what we talked about at fall retreat.
Yeah.
So it would just be like you having a conversation with the Native Americans, whatever they would want to talk about.
Hey guys,
mm-hmm.
What are you playing on PlayStation lately? How's the Wi-Fi speed out here?
Like Wi-Fi?
What's for dinner?
Once we didn't, yeah, that actually.
We say this, but they're probably like really like you don't know.
No, I've like read about like Native like reserves.
What are they like?
Well, I read one about a girl who was a high school, like a high school basketball prodigy, and it was like a whole article about like her and how she was trying to get in to play college basketball, but it's really hard for college recruiters to like find Native American basketball players because they play in reserves. But she was like really good.
Did she get in?
I think so. I don't know.
That's good.
But yeah.
It's like the Michael Jordan of her time.
She could be, yeah. And yeah, if only people cared about women's basketball.
I care. Don't you care about sports?
I also care about women's basketball.
Sports?
No.
No, I don't care about sports.
Women's basketball's all right. Those guys are nice. See, my liking of sports depends on how nice the people that are playing are. That's really...
Well, you're going to get different people all around then.
Well, I mean, right now, Robert Morris, women's basketball team, they're nice people. Women's hockey team, they're great people. Love the women's hockey team.
Oh, I have a dilemma.
What's your dilemma?
I gotta get like an internship for like this coming semester.
Mm-hmm. For like, the spring or yeah. For the summer?
For the spring?
For the spring, but like here.
Here, like Robert Morris? Oh, Pittsburgh.
Why can't you do it in the summer?
Well, I'm going to do it, but my thing, this is my thing. Okay, I'm gonna go to Ireland and... That's two classes. Study abroad. That's photography abroad and humanities abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring ashes onto an airplane?
I think so.
Good.
Are you going to spread your dad's ashes in Ireland?
Yeah, aww. The Johnny Fox. We spread Uncle Danny's and Johnny Fox's, and we're going to spread his. Well, I'm going to spread his and Johnny Fox's if my brothers will let me, which they probably will, because they got to do the... Matt did the eulogy... And Sean was closer with him. So, yeah. That's the plan. And so that's two classes, and they're both 8 weeks that they're at the end of the semester, and they're together. So then I only have four classes. Why not make it only three classes by doing an internship?
Well, the internship is still work, Shannon.
Well, yes. But it would, it would just, you know.
Wait, so the... Fleep is two classes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you need another
four.
You need another four classes.
Mm-hmm. So if I do an internship, it would only be three classes along with the internship.
So what are you
two
trying
classes,
to figure out?
Internship, two classes. Okay, yeah, that math, that's five classes.
No, six.
Because two Fleeps.
Two Fleeps, an internship.
Mm-hmm. And then three
classes.
More.
Three classes, okay.
Yes. So...
You need to have an internship for your major anyways, right?
Yeah. So why not just... I don't want to pay like $2,000 over the summer to be like, hey, I did an internship.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, if you take 9 credits, it ends up being cheaper, but it's a lot of work. I don't recommend.
You mean like during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
These two will hopefully be my only 8 week classes.
I haven't taken an 8 week class.
I love 8 week classes so much.
Besides the summer.
There's nothing better.
Oh, yeah, I did have an 8 week class. It was FYSP.
There's nothing better than getting to like spring break. Getting to like spring break and like, oh, my class is over. But there's also nothing worse than the Saturday of spring break being like, oh, I have a paper due.
That's really sad.
Yeah. 8 week classes, lots of goods, lots of bads. The plan next semester is for me to take 2 8-week classes online.
Ooh, that's like 2 months.
What classes?
I don't know. Jocelyn said she's taking data analytics online for 8 weeks. So I might do data analytics. That's the back 8 weeks. Or I could do two upfront 8 week classes. And
that's so nice.
I think you should do that. I think you should do the two upfront.
You could do an upfront and then you could do a back. So then you only have one class.
Yeah, I would only have one class at a time, which is the benefit.
Yeah, and then you'd be like working.
Because you only have two left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, let's switch. You can like do the next three semesters, and I'll do these classes.
Yeah, we can switch college debts, and you can start paying my college debt in December.
No. You said you have like a whole year.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it's in December.
No. Well, next December.
Oh, sorry, guys. December. Oh.
No, so, but you're still in college.
December of 2020 will be when I have to start paying my debt.
Next year.
Yes.
Easy.
All right. Yeah, so you have a full year. I thought it was 6 months.
It is 6 months.
Oh, because you're graduating early.
Rigging the system.
Part-time, technically.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still in school, so I would have 6 months after I'm done part-time, which would be May. 6 months from that is December.
Oh.
Yes, so I have a year to save.
Nice. That's good.
You should go to, like...
I'm going to spend all of my money in this year. I'm going to enjoy being 22 as much as possible. 22. So 23 could be miserable and full of debt.
Why don't you just equal it out so that both years you're just like, you're doing all right.
I like to go big. I don't really like 21. Pretty boring year, all things considered. Didn't really do much.
You went to a lot of bars.
I am at the bar pretty often, yeah. But other than that, not that impressive. I bought a car.
Okay, that's a good accomplishment.
But I bought a car. I had a car when I was 22. It was just illegal.
What was it? Did it not pass inspection?
No. Kelly never passed inspection.
Oh, really?
No. Kelly was like a death trap.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I don't drive Kelly anymore.
Oh.
Now I have Luis.
My tummy grumbled.
My tummy grumbled. It was loud.
But yeah, no, the plan, Danny. I don't know if I've told you my train journey plan, but I keep telling everybody about it. I told Shannon's mom about it. She seemed really excited.
Yeah, what are the details?
So basically, from Amtrak, you can spend $500 and you get a 2-week train pass. And okay. You have 7 stops on this train pass. You can go as far as you want for 2 weeks. You just have to like take the 2-week journey all at once. So my plan is to...
And they'll send you back? So no. You get 7 stops on the way out?
Yeah, you just get 7 stops in general. Like,
oh, so you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or like...
Yeah, I can do that. Or I can be... Or here's the thing. My sister just moved to LA.
Uh-huh.
And I have family in Vegas.
So you could just yeet all the way across the country.
And then fly back.
That sounds like the better plan.
That's what I'm going to do.
Did you already buy your ticket?
No, you have to buy it 6 months in advance, and I have $20 to my name. Danica, I told you this in the beginning of the episode. I have $120 to my name and $150 car insurance due on Friday.
He's angry, everybody. He's angry.
So you have to buy it in December?
Yeah, I have to buy it probably in like December. I'll put it on my Christmas list.
Did you tell your sister about this? You just can't show up at her house randomly.
Yeah, you should probably talk to her before you buy the ticket.
I'll let her know. There's also my Aunt Danielle in Vegas. I'm sure she'd love to see me.
Tamia's very nice.
Shannon knows my sister. She follows her on Instagram. I don't know if my sister follows you on Instagram, though.
I don't think she does. We're going to look it up right now. I won't be offended.
That's the last 2 minutes of the show.
Last 2 minutes of the
speed
show.
Speed round.
Speed round. Does my sister follow Shannon back on Instagram?
I'm very popular.
Her microphone is again behind her head.
I'm very popular.
Now she's screaming.
Now it's on her forehead.
Shannon has great radio technique.
I'm doing great, everybody.
Shannon is also loud enough that it doesn't matter that it's on her forehead.
True.
Yeah, no, she's not following me.
Oh, okay.
Very, very angry.
All right, you have a minute left,
I know,
Shannon.
I don't care.
All right.
Tamia, follow me on Instagram.
That's what you use your minute for. Make your plea.
Yes. Come on the Fleep so that I won't be alone because I don't know who else is going on the Fleep.
Are you like for sure going?
Yeah, I asked mom yesterday and she was like, I think it's going to be.
I asked my mom yesterday. Okay.
And she was like, yeah, we can work that out because I have no money. But it would be a good experience. Like, college is a good experience, but I have no money. It all just comes back around.
Okay. I am not having a good experience in college.
I
had a pretty good experience.
I'm just here.
But, guys, we can talk about our college experiences next week.
But we won't remember. We will see you next week. I am Shannon Devlin.
I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo!